to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Can I get an approval of the agenda presented?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get an approval of the minutes of the July 19, 2022 regular meeting minutes?
Move to approve the minutes from July 19 regular meeting.
I'll second.
A motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Mayor abstain. That was not here. New business. Can I get a motion to accept the absence of myself, Mayor Schrader, for the council meeting on July 19, 2022?
I move to approve the absence of Mayor Schrader and council meeting on July 19, 2022.
Second.
I have a motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Mayor's appointments. Buffalo Trails Board, Patty Peterson for an unexpired term. Can I get a motion to approve Patty Peterson to an unexpired term for the Buffalo Trails Board?
Move to approve Patty Peterson for an unexpired term for the Buffalo Trails Board.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Welcome aboard, Patty. Mayor's appointment, City Attorney, Mr. Dennis Kerbin. Can I get a motion to reappoint Dennis Kerbin to the position of City Attorney?
I make a motion to approve Dennis Kerbin as City Attorney.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Oath of office, Dennis Kerbin, City Attorney. Judge.
Didn't I swear to you in?
We just keep doing this back and forth.
This is just what we do, Mr. Kerbin. We'll move this over. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Dennis Kerbin.
I, Dennis Kerbin.
Do solemnly swear.
Solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
Obey and defend.
Obey and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of this state.
And the Constitution of this great state.
Wyoming. And that I will discharge.
Now discharge.
The duties of my office.
The duty of my office.
With fidelity.
Fidelity.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Buffalo Kiwanis Club, Adams Street closure request by museum, August 6th, 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. for the annual pancake breakfast. Can I get a motion to approve the Buffalo Kiwanis Club, Adams Street closure?
Move to approve the Buffalo Kiwanis Club's annual pancake breakfast road closure on Adams Street behind the museum on August 6th from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Second. A motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We get pancake. Bighorn Tire Show and Shine Car Show have a letter of request for a parade escort August 13th. At 2 p.m. This is an annual thing, correct? Can I get a motion to approve the parade escort on August 13th at 2 p.m. for the car show?
So moved.
Second. Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Tony Cervenka, Buffalo Senior Center, a tribute to veterans event on August 11th.
Hi. May I give you a few things?
You may. Yeah.
Thank you. I thought your first name was Councilman. Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Senior Center. And in February, we were contacted by a gentleman who is a veteran who wants to, who goes across the country and pays tribute to veterans who have served, to people who have been married to veterans who served, and by singing and perhaps dancing, I'm not sure. And so he said that he does not want to have it in a... He needed to be here on August 11th, so that's what we're proposing, and that he did not want to be in a hot place like Crazy Woman Square. So right away, I thought of the band shell. And so I called Julie and started talking to people, and I got a lot of information about our band shell. I'm going to give you more things. And, you know, it's just information that tells you how old and how important our band shell is to the city, and hoping that more and more people will be aware of it. Because there is data that shows that a town that has a band shell and a park really grows with the community. So I thought that might be an interesting observation. The band shell was built by the WPA along with the pool. In 1933, it continued to get money, the city did, and in 1934 and 36. Actually, WPA worked on the band shell from 1929 to 1943. Lots of people think WPA is veterans. I thought that too. But I looked it up, and it's not necessarily all veterans who are working on it. But it did help a lot of people go back to work after the First World War and into the Second. So at your leisure, it also has some information from the Buffalo Bulletin. That was just from 2012 when some money was awarded to fix up the band shell even more. So, what I'm asking is, you see the flyer that you got. We're hoping that this gentleman who's coming has an RV. He says it's a small RV. And I have talked to the police department and got permission for him to park his RV, which will have his instruments and equipment in it, behind the band shell by the tennis courts. But he will be there overnight. So I got Garth is who I talked to, and got permission for that to happen. But he told me, you have to come and talk to city council also. So that's why I'm here. We're going to have the jam session from the senior center. Going to have the high school choir sing and introduce the man and do the national anthem. Hopefully it will be a very, very patriotic and quiet affair. No liquor in the park, and we will make sure that happens. So that's what I'm here for, to find out if you will allow us to do that. excuse me, we have been sponsored by the American Legion, AARP, the Veterans of Foreign War, and also the people from the Occidental who play on Thursday nights will come up and excuse you. So I think it'll be a fun time. I hope it'll be just a a time for people to know that we support our veterans. There's no charge. If people want to make a donation, it will be either to the VFW or to the American Legion. That's all I got. It's August 11th. I did talk to Sean Reeves. He does promise me that there will be no watering of the park while we're there. So it starts at 3, and we have it from 3 until 9. But I think we're going to actually start at 4, and we'll probably end by 7. So I don't know what else I'm supposed to do.
I was going to ask, are you asking for permission from the council for him to have his vehicle parked there?
Yes.
And a follow-up question is that, is it for one night and one night only?
It will be Wednesday night before, and I'm not sure if he's going to leave Thursday night. I haven't talked to him about that. If he has to, he has to. I mean, he can park. He goes all over the country, so he has to go somewhere after he gets done with us. And if that's not a good thing, he can find a place to park in other places in Buffalo. Don't you think?
So we just approving the stay in the park? Are we also approving the use of the van shop? I think we're just approving the stay in the park.
We have
it booked.
Okay. For the van shop.
Can I get a motion to approve a one-night, overnight stay of a small RV in the park behind the band shell for the purpose of a musical event to support our veterans on the, so it'd be the night before, so it'd be the night,
yeah.
For the night of August 10th. Petey, you don't have any problem with that? Can I get a motion?
So,
second. A motion and a second. Any further discussion? What I would say is, if you can get a hold of his license plate number and information and get it to the captain,
yes. That
would be great. Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Buffalo Livestock Marketing, also known as Sale Barn, requests to connect to the city water supply outside the city limits area. Can you get some more information?
Yeah, Mayor and Council, planning and zoning has reviewed this application permitting the Sale Barn. They're asking for an outside city water tap for their facility and for their livestock. The Planning and Zoning Commission has reviewed their application, and their recommendation is to allow. They're basically recommending you approve the outside water tap.
And that's what they And pretty much all those businesses are in the same.
Yeah, so there's a 10-inch PVC line that runs right down that road right there. Flames Drive right there, and it stops just before the Sale Barn, so they can tap it there and then tap from there. We will make them sign a water connectors agreement. They are aware of double rates, double fees for outside city water. Recommendation is they go with a bigger tap, at least a 1-inch, so they don't wash the smaller tap out with as much water as they'll be using. So they're under the understanding of all that, and they'll agree to it by signing the water connectors agreement. We have that drafted, the connectors agreement, and what he's recommended, and that's what they'll have to sign before proceeding forward with your approval.
Can I get a motion to approve the Buffalo Livestock Marketing request to connect the city water supply outside the city limits?
I make a motion to approve the Buffalo Livestock Marketing request to connect city water outside the city limits.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Buffalo Events, Oktoberfest requests. First one will be for street closure, East Fetterman, Maine, to Wadens, September 17th, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., and a designated open container area for Crazy Woman Square, September 17th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We would like to get your permission to do the same thing we've done the last few years. Same format, same thing. Starting this time at 11 o'clock until 4, and having the little side street next to the Fetterman, that side street next to the square closed for vendors, parking, whatever else. We're using the van shell as well. Just what we're using is the van shell near Crazy Woman. Same format, same thing. We're trying to include the new brewery. We have permission or acceptance from them to have a booth there. And we send all this information to Julie late this morning.
Did you get my email back?
That
I'm going to have to issue the catering permit to them, not
okay.
to Buffalo Events.
Yeah. And Dee would need a Buffalo Events one too, because we're having
we're
the food again.
And you don't need a catering permit for food.
We don't. Okay.
Oh, perfect.
Even better yet. So, anyway, same thing. Again, trying to do a family event with some gear, yes, and food for sure, and some activities.
All family events should have beer.
It'll be this time on September 17th,
a week later than usual.
Yeah, we have children another week.
Mayor, I move to approve the street closure request for Buffalo Events on East Fetterman, Maine to Lavin, September 17th to 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., as well as the designated open container area request in Crazy Woman Square, September 17th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Second. Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The same.
Thank you. Do we need a noise variance for this band that's coming every year? That
no, I think so. Was that
no.
There?
No. Okay, good. Okay, we'll leave that the estimate. Thank you.
As long as you can control your tubers, we're going to be okay.
We'll try.
Senior Center lease agreement. This lease agreement is for a bus barn. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's located on a facility already utilized by the Senior Center. Correct me if I'm wrong. The term of the lease shall be for 40 years. And the rent is $10 per year. And this, again, is to house the transportation vehicles utilized by the Senior Center. And I get a motion to approve the Senior Center lease agreement for the bus barn.
I'd make a motion to approve the Senior Center bus barn lease agreement.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Any further comment? Hearing none. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The same. There we go. Resolution 1456, a resolution authorizing submission of an application to the State Loan and Investment Board for a grant through Water and Sewer ARPA Grant Program funding on behalf of the governing body for the town of the city of Buffalo for the purpose of the replacement of the water distribution line and the sewer line on Sunset Avenue from Park Avenue to Cedar Street. And I get a motion to approve Resolution 1456, authorizing the submission of an application.
Mayor, I make a motion to approve Resolution 1456.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Resolution 1456 passes. Resolution 1457, a resolution authorizing submission of an application to the State Loan and Investment Board for the grant through Water and Sewer ARPA Grant Program funding on behalf of the governing body for the town of the city of Buffalo for the purpose of the replacement of remote red water meters to the town that will read via satellite. Make a motion to approve resolution 1457, the replacement of the water meters.
I move to approve resolution 1457.
Second. Motion is second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign? Resolution 1457 passes. Resolution 1458, a resolution authorizing submission of an application to the State Loan and Investment Board for a grant through Water and Sewer ARPA grant program funding on behalf of the governing body for the town of the city of Buffalo for the purpose of the replacement of the water main on Buffalo Main Street from Fort Street to Hart Street. Can I get a motion to approve Resolution 1458?
Move to approve Resolution 1458.
I'll second. A motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? By the same sign. Resolution 1458 passes. Reports, Mr. Kirvin with the city attorney. New and again, city attorney.
Pardon?
Said the new and again, city attorney.
Yeah.
The only report I've got is on this truck that's still sitting on the city property west of Buffalo. I don't know if Julie sent you the email or gave you the email, but there are two insurance companies that cover the truck, and you're fighting over one covers the tractor, one covers the trailer and the load. And they can't decide which one wants to pay for the whole thing, so they're fighting over who pays which part. But we did get a check mail today for $20,000 to Perch Expert Towing. The estimate to remove that truck is $36,000, and experts wanted $30,000 to start. Now that calls in, there's two insurance companies, one's Travelers, one's Compass Insurance Company. Compass is not returning my calls. I'm trying to find out if they're going to pay the other part. Travelers put up $20,000. So that's a progress from where we were 2 weeks ago.
So for those of you that don't know the truck that Mr. Kirvin was talking about, there was a runaway truck that came down that missed the truck ramps and settled nicely in the city parks land area up by Bridget Bowl. So
yeah, the trailer is actually, if you see it, it's almost broken in half, it looks like. It's loaded with bags of sugar. And it has to be unloaded before they can move it. So it'll take some manpower to unload all these, I don't know how much they, each bag weighs, but they have to unload those bags first before they can move the trailer. So it's big job. You know, when that truck went through the barriers the last time, last year, and went off the end of the truck, runway truck place, and into the canyon, experts removed that and never got paid. They're still sitting down there. They took all that big truck out of there, and sitting on his lot, he said, I never got paid, and I'm not doing another one until I get the money. I don't blame him.
Nope.
It's, that's a big job. That's all I had.
Thank you. Welcome back, sir. Terry Hazy, the Village Inspector's Office.
Mayor Council, this Thursday we have a kickoff meeting with Interstate Engineering for our GIS project phase one. So that'll be Thursday at 2 o'clock. We can get into that. And then continue to issue building permits. Things are slowing down a little bit, but still pretty steady. So, and then I don't have any questions. If she has some questions.
Kevin Garth filling in for Chief.
Mayor Council, I've got the numbers, so you guys should have the numbers everywhere from July. The only real thing to add to that, we dispatch took a total of 3,848 calls in the month of July and 366 of those are 911 calls. Nothing really to add or be out with your fair memory. Answering questions?
I just have one. On the 911 hangups or disconnects, are those the light alerts? Do they fall into that category?
Yeah, some, I think they do. They do.
Somebody accidentally?
Yeah, for sure. And those happen a lot. The 911 hangups, there's a lot of those too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those light alerts, though, they have them around their neck and they're doing stuff.
Yeah. The, a lot of them that we get sent on the wrist. The wrist ones, and they're on their walker, and it pushes it. The ambulance comes running into their house, and they're like,
Thank you.
Okay. The last stuff was called away just a few minutes before the meeting. Are there any oral or any major project updates?
I can give you one if you want.
I would love one. I'm sure these folks would like one too.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just a quick couple project updates. Flatiron Drive, hopefully, it's open from the highway to Flagstaff, and the contractor currently working from that intersection of Flagstaff between there and Glencoe. So we're just waiting for the concrete supplier to get on their schedule so that they can get that portion poured. All the road base and everything is in for that. So. That's progressing. The Bozeman Waterline Project, or I should say Cummings, are over on Cummings Street right now. They've got the main installed. They're working on the services for the residents right now. So hopefully, towards the end of the week, first part of next week, we'll be in pretty good shape there and be ready to pressure test and back to test that line to look at putting it in service. The only other thing, if you've been out in Fetterman, you see we got half a crosswalk on all the locations that are, again, as soon as the concrete guys come back, we'll get the other half. It was scheduled for the first part of this week, but due to concrete being unavailable this week, it'll probably be next week. So they'll get those poured and printed and become nice, pretty red.
Much
nice. Yeah,
much better.
That's all I got.
Thanks, sir. Thank you. Are there any oral or written comments?
In your absence last time, Mr. Mayor, there was discussion about the placement of vehicles and other stuff on property behind our, and we thought that we would have an answer about the special permit, that whether that was found and what's going to happen with the
So at this time, we nor the landowner is able to produce that document saying that there was a special permit given for commercial use in that area. I started dropping a letter today to send to the landowner, at which time he'll have to comply with R1 zoning. At the same time, he is allowed to apply for a special use permit, no saying he'll get it. But that's the action going forward, is we'll be sending out a letter basically what he's out of compliance with.
If they apply for a special use permit, that going to be public knowledge? Are these people going to be informed?
Yeah, special use, conditional use, they have to send everybody within a 300-foot radius of mailing of what they're applying for with the meeting date and time, so everyone around them will have a say to the planning commission on what their thoughts are on that. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Hearing no further oral or written comments, announcements. City Council meeting August 16th at 5 p.m. City County meeting August 16th at 7 a.m. City Employee Picnic, August 18th at 5 p.m. Planning and Zoning Board meeting, August 23rd at 1 p.m. Can I get an approval of the bills as presented?
So moved.
Second. Have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed by the same sign. And with that, can I get a motion to adjourn?
Sorry.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Everybody have a good evening. Enjoy the fair.